Officials release enhanced video footage of Brown University mass shooting suspect. Authorities released new video footage and a new timeline late Tuesday in connection with the fatal shooting at Brown University over the weekend. In what was described as enhanced video footage, the Providence, Rhode Island, Police Department said that it shows a person of interest in the Brown University incident captured on the east side of Providence on Saturday afternoon before the incident. The person is seen wearing dark pants, a dark hat, a multicolored coat, and a face mask. At one point, the individual is seen stopping on the street, putting his hands behind his back, and looking around and into the distance. Two students were killed, and nine others were wounded in the shooting at the school's campus on Saturday afternoon. No suspect has been named, and no motive has been established yet. Aside from the enhanced video, the FBI also released a 5-minute video showing the same person of interest with the same clothing walking in different areas in Providence on Saturday. On Monday, the FBI offered a $50,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest, capture, and conviction of a person or persons involved in the shooting. Investigators did not indicate on December 16 that they were any closer to zeroing in on his identity. In all of the videos made public, the suspect's face was masked or turned away, and authorities have only been able to give a vague description of him as being stocky and about 5 feet, 8 inches tall. Police have received about 200 tips, and Colonel Oscar Perez, the Providence police chief, asked the public on Tuesday to look at their camera systems in the area to see whether they have footage that might help identify the suspected gunman. "We're looking for a moment that is shorter than someone taking a breath," Perez said. Muhammad Aziz Umerzakov, 18, and Ella Cook, 19, were identified as the two students slain when an armed individual opened fire in a classroom in the school's engineering building, officials said. The White House commented on the deaths, with Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt writing in a message posted on X, "There are no words. Thinking of her family and friends, especially her parents. God please bless them." Brown University President Christina Paxson on Tuesday gave details about the Ivy League college's emergency system, which she said sent out texts, phone calls, and emails to 20,000 people within minutes, and why sirens didn't go off during the shooting. When asked about the sirens, Paxson told reporters, "That's not a system we would ever use in the case of an active shooter." Pressed on why Brown's website lists the sirens as an alert during shootings, she said that it depends on the circumstances. "You don't want ever to get people rushing into buildings that might be the site of an active shooting," she said. On Sunday, officials took into custody a person of interest at a Hampton Inn hotel in Coventry, Rhode Island, about 20 miles from Providence. The person was released later in the day, officials said. The Associated Press contributed to this report.